I chose that one today because of the powerful images that we see from the Passion movie to remind us of the sacrifice that is upon us. And we come to Lent in the middle of it here, and we're always reminded of that. And we need to know that our Lord suffered for us. He took beatings for us. He died for us. Our scripture this day comes from the 15th chapter of the book of Luke in the New Testament. It's the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and also the parable of the prodigal son and the father. There's three stories this day, but we're going to focus mostly on the prodigal son and the loving father. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "Oh, this fellow here, he welcomes sinners and he eats with them." So he told them this parable, "Which one of you," he says, "having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and he rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors and he says to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance." And then in verse 8, "Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses just one of them, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels and God over one sinner who repents." And then in verse 11, it says, "Then Jesus said, 'There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me my share of the property that will belong to me.' So he divided his property between them. And a few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and he traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in dissolute living. And when he was spent everything that he had, a severe famine took place throughout the country and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to be one of the citizens of that country, who sent that young man who had been a very wealthy young man. He sent him to the fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and I will go to my father and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off and he went to his father. But while he was still afar off, the father saw him and was filled with great compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and he kissed him. Then the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your child.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quickly, quickly, bring out a robe, the best one that I have, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and get the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate, for the son of mine was dead and now is alive again. He was lost, and now he is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was far away in the field, and he came up, and he approached the house, and he heard the music and the dancing, and he called out one of the servants, and he asked what was going on. And the servant replied, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, but he has got him back safe and sound.' Then this brother became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. And he said, but he answered his father, listen. Oh, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours comes back, you notice he doesn't even call him his brother. When this son of yours comes back, what do you do? Who has devoured your property with prostitutes? You have killed the fatted calf for him. Then the father said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But you see, we celebrate and we rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found. This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh, great and mighty God, we do thank you this day for your word, and we thank you, Lord, for allowing us once again to be a part of it. We thank you, Lord, for Luke and his words this day as we come here this day to look at these three stories, but to mainly look at the love of a father. How great the Father's love for us. What an amazing thing that is. I ask, Lord, this day that you just open up our hearts and our minds in these moments that are before us in this time, to fully look, to fully see, to fully experience that which you have called us to be about. May the words of my heart and mouth be acceptable this day in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.